The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. Good morning, Iris.
Good morning on this beautiful rainy day.
A beautiful rainy day. And Iris, of course, always gets the credit for golden nuggets, which she brought to our attention on the first show that I was with Iris, and we use it all the time.
Do you really? Yes. I didn't know that.
When we get our little golden nuggets out of an interview, we reference you. Just a touch about Project Independence before we get into the conversation with our first guest. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead Aging in Place Initiative. And what we do is we provide services under the leadership of Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galante that assist seniors in living at home, whether it's transportation for shopping, for medical, light work in your house. I mean, all you have to do basically is call.
Companionship as well.
Companionship, programs, educational programs, call 311. Or when you're listening to the radio show here, make sure you listen at 11:30 to the Christina Liu Show, which Christina is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead and also our producer here. And she'll bring you up to date on everything that's happening over the next 2 weeks. We try to keep everybody informed of the stuff going on in the town and so that you can participate. And you're right, it's community and it's companionship, and that's how seniors thrive. You know, nobody stands alone in this town unless you want to. Then you're on your own.
That's an individual decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our first guest is Olga Lucia. And Olga has a very unusual, but yet a very special and important mission. Olga is a medicinal tattooist. And as opposed to me explaining it, we're going to go right to Olga. And I heard you talking to Iris a little earlier. Tell us how you even got into this and what medicinal tattooing is.
Thank you, first of all, for having me into the show and help spread the word about what I do. I'm an optometrist doctor in Colombia and I start to practicing. And I start to notice like people that have problem applying makeup. After 40, 50 years old, you have to wear glasses and you have to apply makeup. And it's very difficult to do that. So also I start to notice people, they have problems with contact lenses, allergy to regular makeup, problem with macular degeneration, cataracts, so they're unable to apply their makeup. And I think the eyeliner permanent makeup or tattooing, it was a great idea, great solution for us. And I have a little gift. I start to do eyebrows, eyeliners, and the beauty cosmetic part that bring back self-esteem to people. And during these years, I start to put the tattooing into like more beautiful part that is like help people okay. That have deformities, breast cancer, cleft palate. So I start to discover all how beautiful things we can do with the tattooing. So don't be scared about the word tattooing. And in my field, we call micropigmentation or dermal pigmentation, that is implanting the pigment into the dermal layer of the skin to correct natural imperfections or help the people feel better about themselves.
And that's very important. I mean, people think of tattoos, and of course you're thinking of a big cross on somebody's back or, you know,
whatever.
Skulls and
yes,
crossbones, etc.
Yeah.
But you're taking the art of tattoo and really turning it into something that makes somebody feel, I mean, I'm not saying that people with the tattoos don't feel good about the tattoo they put on, but you're helping somebody face, you know,
a more tragic, a more
right.
difficult
Thank you,
circumstance.
Iris.
Yes, by all means. And we'll say once again, you were an optometrist?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. In Colombia, I was graduated from La Salle University in 1989. And during the practice, that's where I discovered the eyeliner permanent makeup. That's what something that I want to put into my practice. I think it was interesting. Like, I like to think out of the box.
Okay.
And we have to have our mind open to put another things that they can benefit people. So when I start to see the eyeliner tattooing, I said, this is a benefit because you don't have to be worried about, at the end of the day, the makeup is smear or the makeup running all the time and you look like raccoon eyes.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you
at the end of the day.
Can you apply this tattooing to person who has dry eyes or blepharitis?
Yes, exactly. So they're perfect candidates for permanent makeup. People, they have problem with the eyes, dry eyes, problem with contact lenses. Yeah. Blepharitis, you have to be careful. If it's chronic blepharitis, it will like make it worse.
Oh, really?
But if the cause of the blepharitis is because they have allergy to makeup, this is a great idea because then you don't have to apply regular makeup.
What is blepharitis?
If the blepharitis is an inflammation of the eyelid, and it could be chronic, or it could be, you know, from allergies or another environment.
And men can get it as well. So mm-hmm. It isn't particularly just for makeup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So then you have the eyeliner as when you have...
If it's possible, because Olga just said, there's a possibility that it could make it worse. How might you determine that prior to actually doing the tattooing?
Well, because I have a knowledge and I went to college and I know what it is, so I can know when the people have a chronic blepharitis. And there's some technicians that don't have the same background as me, so we can send it to the doctor, the ophthalmologist, who can tell you, yes, you're candidate to do it, or no, don't do the permanent makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Now, you talk about the eyeliner.
This is about
that's the top
eyeliner.
And the bottom.
John. Mm-hmm.
But how often do you have to do it then?
Well, this lasts so many years.
Oh, it does?
I have personally, my makeup, like you see, I have it for 20 years. It fades over the time.
Your eyeliners were done 20 years ago?
20 years ago. I did it myself, and my eyebrows, I did it 15 years ago.
Courageous
I still have
lady.
Them. Yes.
You did it yourself?
Yes. I have better vision, and I was young and crazy.
Whoa.
And courageous.
Okay.
And nobody was doing what I'm doing now. So, and the pigments in that time, they were not regulated. They were like a little bit different. So it still is on, but it fades. You know, so we recommend that like every 4 or 3 years you can refresh the color.
Right, the okay, color. It's not just...
Yes.
Is it the material that's used in the inks? Do you call it an ink?
Ink or pigments.
Pigments,
yes. Yeah.
Is it because of the pigment that fades naturally, or is it because the natural exfoliation of the eye or the eyelid or whatever?
Both things. Okay. The pigments now, they're safer. We use iron oxide in the cosmetic industry.
Okay.
In the body art tattooing, they use more brightening pigments. But for cosmetic purposes, we want them to look natural, so the base of the pigment is iron oxides. So the face is exposed to the sun, it's exposed to the light. We use sometimes chemicals, our own body chemistry, it could change. So some people fade the color sooner than other people.
Yeah, I must say, looking at you, Olga, the eyebrows are wonderful. One would not think that they were applied by oneself.
That's the good trick for a good makeup artist. Mm-hmm. If you do natural, you don't want people to see like a fake looking. My success in my business is because I try to do soft and natural. The purpose of the permanent makeup is make your life easier, but you can adjust the makeup. You can play with your makeup. If you have a special occasion, you can add more makeup on top and change it. You can modify. Mm-hmm. But for daily basis, like if I get up in the morning, I have to run, go to the gym, or if I go to the pool, I'm busy, I don't have time to do it. So this is a great idea.
Well, this is a wonderful thing, as you say. It is a great idea, but we like to go into the more serious aspect of this as well. You want to tell us about the aureole nipple micropigmentation.
Yes, areola tattoo micropigmentation. This is for people that have breast cancer. They're going under breast reconstruction. So cancer is very traumatic word. It's very traumatic. And when you go through all these stages, chemotherapy treatments, when they go under chemotherapy, sometimes they lose the eyebrows, the hair. So I can recreate the eyebrows and do the tattooing of the eyebrows and make them feel better about themselves. But the part of the areola tattooing after the breast reconstruction, sometimes they have an option to do the surgery, and they lose sometimes the whole areola tattooing. So the whole areola. So with the tattooing, we recreate and the illusion to have the areola tattooing there, and it looks real. And with different colors, I create the illusion for 3D.
Now, by areola, you mean the nipple of
the nipple
of
areola.
The breast.
Mm-hmm. The nipple of the breast after the breast reconstruction, yes. Mm-hmm.
My wife had a double mastectomy, and my sister-in-law had one. And actually, my sister-in-law is looking into that currently. Because she wants it done. My wife doesn't want it done. She's content.
You don't wear glasses at night, in other words.
I like that.
One has to laugh every day, especially the truth. Seriousness.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is a serious thing. But at the end of the day, it's how a person will accept it. And you come to accept it the way it is, then it's like, I'm not doing, you know, anything more about it. And actually, in the state of New York, I think it's covered by insurance.
Yes.
A good chunk of it is. Mm-hmm. And actually, which is something interesting, you can have your breasts redone. If just say a year from now you don't like the way they're looking, etc., if it was a regular plastic surgeon, you have to go back and pay again. In the state of New York, from breast cancer, you can have them corrected because they change.
You're talking about more than the tattooing. You're talking
the whole
about
thing.
That's surgery.
The whole thing can be redone. If you've come up with something, you know, and that just could be your choice, not like something's gone wrong, but you say, you know, I'm not comfortable with them. But the tattooing of it is a very big thing because a lot of people, you know, you're getting dressed in the morning. If it can't handle it, it's very personal, but it's important.
It's a scar. It's a scar. Mm-hmm. And I learned through my own practice, like one person, she came to me and she goes, she has the breast, it wasn't cancer. It was a cosmetic reduction.
All right, okay.
And one of the breasts, it has a little bit loss of the pigment, and I did her. And for my out of point of view, I'm like, you need your eyebrows more than your breasts. Who see your breasts?
Right.
And since then I learned, she goes, every time I take a shower and I see that breast over there with no color, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I did the tattooing, I did the areola, I fixed it. And she goes, you changed my life. She gave me a hug. And then she goes, I feel now like a person again. And she was married with kids and everything, no cancer, but I changed her life. Nobody see it but herself.
Right.
So this is the wonderful part of this kind of work, because you change people's lives.
Can you tell us approximately about pain, discomfort, how many sessions it requires, and so on?
Okay. It's a little discomfort, a little bit, but sometimes depends on the surgery.
I'm sorry, if you use a local anesthesia?
Topical. Because they can handle it. The topical anesthetics, they're excellent now, and you don't need to use like something big. It's a little discomfort. Some people, they lose sensitivity on the breast after the surgery. So sometimes
permanently or temporarily?
Sometimes permanently.
Nothing.
They don't feel anything because it's a full reconstruction of the breast. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they don't have any sensation.
Nerves are involved.
Yes. But the numbing creams that we use now that I use on the eyeliners, they were fabulous. It's a little discomfort, but it's not pain that you cannot handle. Mm-hmm.
So. And afterwards?
And afterwards, it's going to look very dark. You have to apply
out. No, I'm sorry. I mean to interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
Is discomfort or pain subsequent after the topical anesthesia wears off?
A little tenderness. Mm-hmm. A little tenderness. But it's nothing major. Mm-hmm. It's a little tender.
Yes. You know what we're going to do before we keep getting into it? We're ready for a break, so we'll take it a few seconds early. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we're here this morning with Olga Lucia, and we're talking about medicinal tattooing, which is, she's doing a tremendous job. We'll be right back.